The Secret's Out with Anita Farelli and host Alan Coote.
Anita Farelli, the author of the fantastic book called The Big Butt, which is really, really good, available all over the place. We'll talk about that shortly. One of the key things that goes along with the others of relationships and money within the book is where the archer, which is this person, this thing that's helping the main character along in the book, talks about the cause and effect. And tell me a little bit about the cause and effect in terms of the law of attraction and why you put that in the book.
Cause and effect is that, and how it aligns with the law of attraction, is that you have the thought, which is the cause, and then you have the outcome, which is the effect. So I've talked about in other podcasts about the world within becomes the world without. So your thoughts within are the cause, and the effect of that thought is what you are creating in the world around you, or the outcome. So there's event one, which is the cause, and event two, which is the effect. Now, if you think about, for example, dropping a glass, so event one is the glass being dropped, and event two is broken glass on the floor. So that's what we mean by cause and effect. People may think of it in an easier way of thinking of it as karma. With karma, events in our lives are a result of experiences we've had or things that we have done.
There's an interesting aspect about cause and effect that there's a delay sometimes. And when you're thinking about something, when you're manifesting it and you're trying to get your thoughts, your focus clear on what it is that you really want, that delay sort of creates somewhat of an uncertainty. So you ask for something and then there's delay. How does the law of attraction sort of work in that aspect? You know, when have you not manifested something, if you like, that has happened?
There's a little mantra that I tell myself in these situations, and it's, we are never rejected, we're redirected and or protected. So if you wanted a job and you didn't get it, for example, you weren't rejected from that job, you were redirected and or protected from it. And I find that's really useful. The other thing as well is that you're on your path and you can't be impatient with it. I think patience is a key thing with the law of attraction. Sometimes things will come really quickly, especially if you've been building up your thoughts to this. It can manifest surprisingly quickly for you. But sometimes your archer or the universe needs to get a few of its ducks in a row for things to be able to come to you. The key thing is to not give up on the process. We talked about snakes and ladders. Every time you give up, you go back down the snake and you start the manifestation journey again. So it's important to stay on your path, because you really don't know. It could be literally just around the corner. So if you give up now, you could be missing so much. So keep on with it. Keep on your path towards what you want to achieve, what you desire. Keep your energy and your vibrations high. Be optimistic and positive about what's out there. We can choose to be optimistic, or we can choose not to be. And I don't know, being optimistic just feels nicer.
You mentioned vibrations there. Can you sort of explain a little bit more about vibrations for me?
If you think about tuning a radio to your favorite radio station, so you tune in to what you want to listen to, and music is great at making you feel good. If I'm feeling a bit low in energy, I will put on some music that will lift my energy, will make me feel better. And in the book, there's a scene where the main character is putting some music on the television, and the archer is now being seen for the first time in their whole existence. So they keep shouting, boring, 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 until they change it to a song that they want to hear. And they also point out that this is a song that really raises their vibrational energy. There are some songs that automatically you want to get up and you want to move to, and you want to have that vibration. So if you think about it, you're tuning in to a vibration that makes you feel good. And the way I like to think of vibration is that it's like a swirling vortex that starts around my feet, and it's quite small. And then as it comes up my body, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it's swirling, you know, around my head, this massive vortex. And there's a belief that low energy things vibrate at a low energy, and high energy things vibrate at a higher energy. So really, all we want to attract is the high energy stuff, because we can put our arms out and embrace it and bring it to us. Why would we want to concentrate on anything that's low vibration?
So tell me a little bit more, give me some examples of the vibrations. What sort of things are you talking about?
For example, I used an analogy before about driving a car and merging in lanes. So say you're driving along, there's two lanes and it's about to merge into one. Now, I'm the right-hand lane person. I always think to myself, they created two lanes for a reason, so I'm in the right-hand lane and I'm going to merge at the end. Sometimes people take offence to the fact that you appear to have overtaken a number of cars. They'll pull up to the bumper in front and they won't let you in. Now, depending on the mood that I'm in, I will either find that amusing, or it could really niggle me that that's the whole point of a merging lane. But that little dip in my energy, if it annoys me, and then if I get round the corner and there's a queue, that will dip my energy again. And then when I get home, I might get out of the car and drop my handbag or my travel mug, and that dips my energy. So that little initial dip is attracting more things that I don't want into my energy. Whereas if I just smile and, you know, assume that maybe this person needs the toilet really, really badly, and that's why they didn't let me in, because they need to get home as quick as possible, then my vibration doesn't dip, it doesn't drop low, and therefore I'm not going to attract anything else negative on my journey home. And I remember once traveling in a car with a friend, and there was a very aggressive driver behind us. And the driver behind us kept pulling up to them really close and then dropping back. And the person I was with was getting really irate and really wound up about it, and almost spoiling for a fight in a way with the driver behind. So I said to them, we just need to take our energy away from this low energy thing and change it. So I started talking about the law of attraction, talking about what would we like our journey to be like. 5 minutes later, I asked if the car was still behind us, and it had turned off at some point. It wasn't there. So that's what I mean about keeping your vibration high. We could have focused on that car behind us being really annoying, and it just brought the whole energy in our vehicle all the way down. Instead, I distracted them, and obviously not from the road, but from the conversation, which was kind of going down in a low, in a spiral. It was like going down the drain, and yeah, there's nothing good down a drain.
No, quite, and I think we've all been there with that. You know, that's absolutely fascinating. Again, very talking with you, Anita, about the book. So it's available on Amazon and in various formats.
Yes, it's available on Amazon, Apple Books, and Barnes & Noble Nook. There's also some more free resources on the LOA Hub. I've created some workbooks and some ebooks to help people understand a bit more about what I've been talking about in these series of podcasts. And it would be great if people want to connect and tell me their success stories, because we all want to know our success stories. And even if you're struggling with an aspect of the law of attraction, I might be able to help. Some of my followers might be able to help. It's a conversation worth having.
It certainly is. Anita Ferrelli, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.